The atmosphere was becoming rather strained again, I could tell, by the narrow lines of Maxim's mouth, and I wondered if brothers and sisters always sparred like this, making it uncomfortable for those who listened. I wished that Faith would come in and announce lunch, or would we be summoned by a booming gong? I did not know what happened at Mendeley. How far away from us are you?I asked, sitting down by Beatrice. Did you have to make a very early start?
We are 50 miles away, my dear, in the next county, the other side of Chichester. The hunting is so much better with us. You must come over and stay when Maxim can spare you. Giles will mount you.
I'm afraid I don't hunt, I confessed. I learned to ride as a child, but very feebly.I don't remember much about it.
You must take it up again, she said. You can't possibly live in the country and not ride. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself.
Maxim says you paint. That's very nice, of course. But there's no exercise in it, is there?
Oh, very well, on a wet day, when there's nothing better to do.
My dear Beatrice, we are not all such fresh air fiends as you.said Maxim.
I wasn't talking to you, old boy. We all know you are perfectly happy sloping about the Mendeley gardens and never breaking out of a slow walk.
I'm very fond of walking, too, I said swiftly. I'm sure I shall never get tired of rambling about Mendeley, and I can bathe, too, when it's warmer.
My dear, you are an optimist.said Beatrice. I can hardly ever remember bathing here. The water is far too cold, and the beach is shingle.
I don't mind that, I said. I love bathing, as long as the currents are not too strong.
Is the bathing safe in the bay?